Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? It's the work week is beginning. It's Monday, and on Monday morning, we like to start off your work week with a laugh. So my dad's going to be calling in to tell a jokey time brought to you by the greatest restaurant on the planet, the Gale Street Inn. Check out galestreet.com. My dad will be telling you a joke. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And you can also check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show. But the best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page, which is always updated and constantly interactive. It's facebook.com/Nick D Show. So for those of you who have the Netflix, I do have some news about what's coming up and is new to Netflix, both movies and TV series that begin in August. Esmeralda, you have the Netflix.
I do, yes.
So here are some of the movies and TV shows that will be available. These will be starting tomorrow.
All right.
A Cinderella Story. I'm trying to remember.
Is that a Disney thing?
I think it's, yeah. I can't remember exactly. I'm trying to remember if it's live action. It's not animated. I think it's a live action movie.
Mm.
Bad Santa, just in time for July, for August.
Oh, right. Well, you know, Christmas in July.
Well, it's August then.
Oh, August.
Bad Santa, which is a movie I hate. Everybody loves it. I hate it.
I haven't seen it.
It's just, I just found
Never
it really,
seen any of them.
Just found it really mean-spirited and not funny. Cloud Atlas. I love that movie.
Is that the one where everyone's different people?
Yeah, it's awesome. And it's like 3 hours long and the Wachowskis made it. It's fantastic. Dan, have you seen Cloud Atlas?
No, I never get around to it.
Oh, it's so good. Takes you're going to have to put a little time on the calendar for that one. Funny Games, the U.S. version of Funny Games.
Oh.
You ever see that one?
No, but I wanted to when I saw the trailer.
Where the two kids come into the house and basically yeah. Tim Roth is in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it's, what's her face? The blonde from The Ring, right?
Yes, Naomi Watts. Yeah. Yeah. It's essentially the exact same movie as the German version.
Okay. Is the German better, though?
I like
usually
them.
That seems to be the
case. I like them both. I would have to take the original. Same director.
Okay. Oh.
So
okay.
I would have to take the original. He just basically made an English version of it.
Mm-hmm.
You always pick the original, though.
Yeah.
But they're both, it's essentially the same movie. Innerspace is available. That's did you ever see that movie?
I think it was on Comedy Central a lot. I caught it.
Where they shrink down Dennis Quaid and stick him into Martin Short.
Oh.
That movie's great. Joe Dante directed that movie. It also features, this is, next time we get Tom Appel on, Dan, I got to ask him about what he thinks of the car in Innerspace.
Oh, yeah.
That's a cherry red Mustang. I want to say 69 Mustang. One of my favorite movie cars ever is that car is so badass in Innerspace. Lord of War. You ever see Lord of War? Nicolas Cage?
No. Oh,
and,
no.
And Jordan Catalano?
Mm-mm.
It's great. It is. It's really great. Despite that it was made in the mid-2000s.
Right.
You would think Nicolas
is that
Cage.
Not a good time?
No, well, Nicolas Cage, you know. You want 90s Nicolas Cage,
oh,
usually.
Oh, well, that's
you know what
true.
I, you
okay.
know what I mean? Or late 80s, 90s. That's the Nicolas Cage you want. Jackie Brown, great movie.
Yeah, real good.
Nola Circus. Assuming, does that have to do with New Orleans, a circus in New Orleans?
I guess.
Practical Magic.
Oh, boy.
Another one that showed up on Comedy Central a lot, right?
No, it wasn't a comedy.
Wasn't it?
No, Practical Magic is...
Nicole Kidman, Sandra Bullock,
yeah.
And who's the other? They're witches.
No, it's just them two, and then they're
Oh, I was thinking Hocus
aunts.
Pocus.
Yeah, no.
That's a different movie.
Yeah.
That's the Bette Midler,
yep.
Sarah Jessica Parker,
mm-hmm.
Kathy Najimy movie.
Yeah.
Completely different than Practical Magic. The first thing that popped into my head was that one.
Practical Magic, yeah, no, Nicole Kidman kills her fiance or whatever, boyfriend, or he, like, disappears or something.
Okay.
And they bury him in the back and do some magic
All right. I think I remember who directed that movie. See, Dan, can you look that up? Because I want to say it was Griffin Dunne.
They do a whole dance with the lime and the coconut.
You are correct.
Song.
It was Griffin Dunne. Griffin Dunne, the actor from After Hours and American Werewolf in London.
Mm.
You ever see American Werewolf in London?
Yeah.
He's the guy who gets torn up and comes back as a dead.
Oh, okay.
That's Griffin Dunne.
Oh.
He directed Practical Magic.
Oh.
He also directed that movie with Matthew Broderick and Meg Ryan where they start doing bad things to their exes. Where they're spying and they do terrible things. What the hell was the name of that movie?
Yeah, like His is a Model or something.
Yeah, it's a great movie, too. It's really sort of a dark and twisted movie. Griffin Dunne directed that one. I have no idea what the name of it is.
It's like, I like...
Fierce People?
No.
Addicted to Love?
Addicted to Love. That's it. Sleepy Hollow, the Tim Burton extravaganza, is available now. Oh, another Joe Dante movie that nobody saw. Small Soldiers. Have you ever seen Small Soldiers?
No.
That movie rules.
It's great. What? It's little. It's like soldiers. Like it's like Toy Story, but with military dolls that come to life.
Oh. Right.
But there's it's a total political allegory. It's a very, very funny and very, very good movie. It made $1.
Oh.
And not surprisingly, a fantastic performance by Phil Hartman.
Yes. Oh, yes. Mm. The Addams Family is available.
Ooh.
I like both of those. I think I like the second one even more. Addams Family Values, with Joan Cusack trying to get all seductive with Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, they're both great.
Yeah, no, they're both really good. I think I like the second one better because the second one also has.
Is that why they send her to camp?
Yes, it's my favorite. And they show her smile. Christina Ricci, the camera zooms in on her and she has to crack a smile. All that camp stuff is brilliant. It's hilarious where they send her to summer camp. Yeah. They send her and Pugsley to summer camp. The Astronaut's Wife. Let's see. Hollywood Masters Season 1. The Matrix Reloaded, and The Matrix Revolutions.
Should I watch those? I've only seen the first one.
Most people would say no, Esmeralda.
Yeah, I've heard not good things.
I say yes. I like those sequels.
It starts getting like real weird, doesn't it?
Well, they're all weird.
Yeah, but weirder than what is going.
A lot of Revolutions doesn't even take place in the Matrix, and that's what most people were upset about.
Oh, okay.
It mostly takes place like outside of Zion and you know, with the Sentinels attacking.
How much fighting is there?
What kind of fighting? Because
The cool stuff.
Not as much in...
See, that's probably why no one really
Not as much in Revolutions. The last 10 minutes, yes, but most of it is sort of like the battles between the ship and the Sentinels are coming
in. People are expecting...
I know. That's
cool
why people...
backwards slow-mo things.
Well, that's... Revolutions has... Or Reloaded has a ton of that.
Yeah.
Reloaded has... There's a scene where in Reloaded where Neo has to fight like 90 Agent Smiths.
Ooh.
So it's all like... You know, it's just like all these Agent Smiths just come on and beat the crap out of all of them. It's like 150 Hugo Weavings running around trying to beat up Keanu Reeves. The Number 23, a terrible movie.
Is that with
Jim Carrey.
Your man? Oh.
Jim Carrey.
What am
Virginia Madsen. Who's my man?
Your buddy.
Who?
John Cusack.
Oh, John Cusack.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're thinking of 1408.
Oh, okay.
Good movie.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Scary movie. The Wedding Party?
No idea.
Oh, Wild Wild West, one of the worst movies ever.
And a good song.
Oh, man.
Wow.
What a terrible movie. What a terrible movie. But you do get to see Salma Hayek's butt. That was the best part of the whole movie. I'm like, oh, look, that's good.
Are you in the poster? It says must see for her butt.
For her butt, yeah. That was my favorite part. But seriously, I'm like, oh, there's something I can look at and be pleased. All right, August 2nd, The Founder. Oh, good. That's the movie about Ray Kroc. Michael Keaton plays Ray Kroc.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Available on Netflix.
I'm always amazed at some of the movies they get.
Yeah, I know. How about this? Well, here's a big one. August 3rd, Sing, the big animated movie from last year.
Oh, I wanted to see that.
The Invisible Guardian, August 4th. Voltron, Legendary Defender, Season 3. Now, this is the one I'm looking forward to on August 4th. It's this weekend. I got to wait till after Flashback. I'm going to be busy all weekend. Otherwise, I would binge it. Wet Hot American Summer 10 Years Later. Have you seen the trailers for this?
What did I... Oh, I was watching the... I watched the first episode of the... When they first went to camp.
From the original series?
Yeah.
So you've seen the movie?
Yes.
Okay, movie's great.
Yeah, I need to rewatch everything.
The season... You have to finish the season. This season that's coming up now takes place in 1991. So now they're making fun of the early 90s.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, 1991. And it's got everybody is in it. Poehler is in it. Molly Shannon. Paul Rudd. Yeah. Every single great person from this series, they show up in it. And they're all wearing like early 90s stuff. It's fantastic.
You know what's really good on Netflix? And it's very no one really sees it or whatever. It's a Japanese show called Midnight Diner.
Oh.
And it's a whole series of this. It just takes place primarily in a diner in Japan. And it's a dude who has like some sort of miso soup. But he's like, I'll make anything you want as long as I have ingredients. So people come in and they're all based like around a certain dish that the person orders.
So it's a reality. It's a real show. No, it's a guy who's cooking.
No, it's a.
Oh, it's scripted.
Yeah.
OK.
But they kind of. So this person comes in and then there's a whole story. Around
oh, I see.
Them.
It's an anthology series.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's really cute.
Midnight Diner.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's adorable. And it's like from Japan, I believe.
Yeah. Well, they get a lot of stuff from different countries. And
yeah,
there's some
reality show on there right now.
You'll find,
it's just like The House.
You'll find some weird stuff. Like, what is this? You know, like, it's like you're going through your queue and you're like, what the hell is
that? Because I finished watching that. I recommended I watch this show where a guy has retired and he didn't know what to do. And now he's eating food and that's brought him like back. Like, and he goes to all these restaurants. But his thing is like he takes like inspiration from a samurai, and then there's all these like weird intercuts of just
another
like,
Japanese show.
A samurai, yeah. But it's like, what is going on?
That's crazy.
They focus a lot on the food, like just cooking it, and then he eats it, and then it's over.
Okay, all right.
It's the weirdest show.
This Friday, though, Wet Hot American Summer 10 years later starts season one. So, and then weird Japanese shows are all on Esmeralda's queue is full
so
of Japanese
many.
Shows. All right, we got a break. We got weather, we got traffic, and then when we come back, my dad will tell a joke, and then I'll finish telling you what's available on Netflix. All right, you ready? August 5th, available, Holes, with our friend Shia LaBeoufy.
Oh.
One of his first movies when he was just a child, before he grew a beard and got drunk all the time and screamed at people. Did you see his latest arrest when he got thrown in the back of the police car?
Yeah.
Jeez, man. August 8th, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Season 7.
What?
How about that, Esmeralda?
There's seven seasons?
God. August 10th, Diary of an Exorcist Zero.
Did you see that one?
No.
No?
No. August 11th, Naked. Now, is it the one with, it's got to be the one with David Thewlis, right? The movie with David and Michael Lees, Mike Lees' movie, Thewlis, isn't it? Naked? It's one of my favorite movies.
No,
one of my favorite movies of the 90s.
Well, there is a Marlon Wayans. Oh, yeah, it's a Marlon Wayans. Nervous about finally getting married, a guy is forced to relive the same nerve-wracking hours over and over again until he gets things right on his wedding day.
That's about as different as you can get than Mike Lees' movie with David Thewlis.
Oh.
Marlon Wayans, I mean, have you seen the trailers for his new sitcom? Called Marlon?
No. No, I don't think so. No. Is he the one? No, that's Damon.
Damon is funny.
Because I was wondering, I'm like, who's the one with the kid?
Damon. Just like and him. It's Damon Wayans Jr. That's his son, who's on New Girl, and he was on the one with Casey Wilson. He was on the show with Casey
Happy
Wilson.
Happy Endings.
Happy
Endings.
Yeah.
Oh, Marlon's not the good one.
No, Marlon is not the good one. Marlon is one of the best. There are 43 Wayanses. If I'm not mistaken.
King.
I like Keenan Ivory and I like Damon.
Yeah.
Forget the Sean.
Who was in who was in the show?
In what show?
In the when the two brothers and they owned
Sean and Marlon.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about.
Yikes.
And I saw the trailer for this Naked thing. I completely forgot about it. He has to relive the same day over and over again, naked trying to get to his wedding. That's the setup.
Why is he naked?
I don't remember, but he wakes up naked. He's in an, I don't know if, I think he gets rolled in an elevator or something, and they take his clothes, and then he's all naked, and he's got to get back to the.
Okay. What?
And somebody I like plays her ex-boyfriend, his fiance's ex-boyfriend, who's jealous that Marlon, now you're getting me to call him Damon, that Marlon Wayans is marrying her, and it's a guy I like. It's somebody I like.
Well, someone needed money.
I can't.
Neil Brown Jr.?
No. Somebody I like a lot, because I remember when I saw the trailer, I'm like, what are you doing in this?
Dave Sheridan?
No.
We all got to pay bills.
Dave Sheridan, he's from Chicago.
Dennis Haysbert, but I don't know.
No, he plays the father of the woman that he's marrying, Haysbert. He's also the president. No, I'm kidding about that. I can't remember who it was, but it's somebody I like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very disappointed. I wish I could remember. It's going to drive me crazy. He punches Marlon Wayans in the face at one point. and like Marlon Wayans does a wacky spin and a mug.
Oh, in the trailer?
In the trailer. Okay. Because he shows up, like, he finds some clothes, but they're inappropriate. And so this guy who wants to secretly marry his fiance punches him in the face.
Oh, boy.
All right. Let's see what else we got here. If you find anybody that on that cast list, Dan, that you...
Yeah, I'm in the, like, officer number two territory I can't.
Oh, man.
It can't. It's got to be. It's somebody
He's
I like.
He's uncredited.
Yeah, maybe he did it without taking credit. That might be a way to do it. Okay, August. Let's see. What else? We got Hot Property.
Is it that show?
No, I believe it's a movie, Hot Property. 21, that's the one with Spacey, teaching people how to gamble with Jim Sturgis.
Is that good?
I liked it. Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. The Suite Life, August 16th, Gold with McConaughey all fat.
Okay.
Not a very good movie.
No.
Let's see. The 18th, I Am Sam. Marvel's The Defenders. Season one of Marvel's The Defenders.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming up.
Looking forward to that.
Hide and Seek. A terrible movie, if it's the same one I'm thinking of.
Is it a horror movie?
Yeah. Robert De Niro's in it. It's terrible. Beautiful Creatures. A great movie. Really great movie. That's
Is that
available.
Elle McPherson? Is she in there?
No. I don't think so.
Oh, what am I thinking of?
I don't know.
She's naked?
What? Oh, no. You're thinking of Sirens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which I've seen like 800 times. let's see. Be Afraid, August 31st. Bring It On Worldwide.
You're still making those?
The Good, I guess.
Wow.
The Good Place, Season 1. Great show. So there you go.
Who is that? What's that?
That's Kristen Bell and Ted Danson. She dies
and is
like in purgatory.
Yeah, I've seen
tremendous show. You should watch it. Season one is great.
I liked it.
It's funny. All right. Well, there you go. And I'm not going to figure out who. Oh, I just remembered who it is. It's Scott Foley. It's Noel.
Oh no,
Noel from Felicity. Dan, see if he did it uncredited. I got to take a break. We'll find out. But it was
what
Noel,
a tease.
Noel from Felicity. Everybody, stay tuned.